Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
A former Tar Heel is the first American in 40 years to win New York. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Shalane Flanagan is 15 years removed from her student days at UNC, and she is such an accomplished long-distance runner that her Wikipedia profile barely mentions her college accomplishments, which include the 2002 and 2003 national cross-country titles, after also excelling in high school swimming, soccer, and track in her hometown of Marblehead, Massachusetts. Obviously, she comes from a running family. Her mother is the former Cheryl Bridges, a former marathon world record holder and five-time U.S. champion. Her father, Steve Flanagan, also competed in marathon world championships during his career. Shalane was elevated from a bronze medalist in the 10,000 meters at the 2007 World Championships 2 years after it was ruled that the silver medalist failed a doping test. She heard about it on social media before being contacted by the International Olympic Committee. Flanagan crossed the finish line Sunday in New York in the second-best American time of 2 hours, 26 minutes and 53 seconds, to also become the first American man or woman to win there since 2009. She was greeted by her husband, former UNC track and field star Steve Ashley Edwards, among others. Besides holding records in the 3,000 meters, 5,000 meters, and 15K road race, last year Flanagan wrote the best-selling cookbook, Run Fast, Eat Slow, Nourishing Recipes for Athletes, number one on Amazon under the running and jogging category. Flanagan said she would retire if she ever won the New York Marathon, but now a slew of lucrative endorsements may keep her running for another few years. She currently resides in Portland, Oregon, where she serves as the assistant cross-country coach at Portland State, perhaps the most famous assistant in any sport anywhere. She began her coaching career as an assistant at Carolina before moving west. The 5'5", 106-pound blonde has won championships or set significant track records in every year of her professional running career since 2008, culminating with what she calls her greatest accomplishments after breaking the tape on the Upper West Side of Manhattan late Sunday morning. This is Archansky. See ya.